The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Mornings. Why are we even? Why are we here? It's Holy Thursday. Can we? If you saw the conversation with the Mamelukes in the studio, we have to gather ourselves. It is a broadcast. I love these guys. We're like buddies. Talk about, like, you know, it's like a locker room in here.
It's a good, I think it always, if it's a guy-oriented show, there's always that kind of locker room.
Yeah, thank God Susie's with us. Debbie Duhaime, when Debbie's here, cuts through the testosterone. You need that,
Just a little bit.
you gotta hear. I can't. You gotta hear. Oh, my Lord. I mean,
because some of it, honestly, is really cultural. It's some of these things are kind of, you know, what Italian-Americans do.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
And
maybe
some people don't understand it. But,
I think a lot of folks are listening. I get so many nice tweets, and thank you.
Right.
I say to you listening for the correspondence, and I apologize for me being delinquent on Facebook. I'm the worst Facebook person. I try to get on there and try to Instagram, too. Nice comments. And on Twitter.
You're not taking their cell phone numbers and selling the information. I mean, so really, you're a nicer Facebook person than Facebook.
Yeah. So thank you for all that. People listen. But I think they listen because there's like the crazy New York knucklehead feel. In the studio,
well, you know,
here.
Oddly enough, that's funny. My platonic friend, who I was out to dinner with last night, she listens to the show. She's probably listening right now in the car on the way to work. That's one of
when
the reasons why she likes the show.
To Frank Sinatra, to your favorite song,
"The Gal That Got Away."
The gal that got away. Oh man, Al, you are flirting with it. Did you wear your? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Your old pal Joe knows it.
Right.
Al was with a platonic friend at an Italian restaurant with a candlelight. Italian dinner.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this is dangerous, right? Because
I wasn't wearing a suit.
Mike Pence has a point.
Vice President Pence
has a point. You know what? So let me ask, did you have your Tommy Bahama shirt on?
I did have a Tommy Bahama shirt on.
Oh boy!
This is serious.
That's his
serious
dress attire.
It's the go-to.
It's
not my formal wear.
Boom!
What are you talking about?
Jersey Joe knows Big Al.
Jennifer,
knows it. Did I call
it? Better start packing.
Five barrels. Did
oh,
I call
it? Oh yeah, you knew it.
It was a new Tommy Bahama shirt.
Your Tommy Bahama is like me wearing a white
Joseph A. Bag.
Like white tails and tux.
Yeah.
Beyond
stop.
Joseph A. Bags.
No,
when you put that.
Cologne? Well, I always wear cologne.
I'm not cologne in the studio with us, with the knuckleheads. You
I
don't
have cologne
cologne
on today. Huh? I always have cologne.
I don't think so.
Don't get away from me.
No, you
don't. Listen, don't be sniffing me.
Al, be careful. By the way, I don't even like to plug them because they don't give us, I mean, they don't advertise with us. But there's a big sale downstairs.
Don't
right?
do it. You wanted to go there yesterday and the other day, and I told you not
That's
to do it.
That's what we did when we were walking away. That's exactly what
He's
we talked
looking
about.
At me. He's going, come on, Joseph A. Beck. We're going. And, you know, next thing I know, my wallet's empty, and I got suits that I don't wear.
He goes, don't go in there.
Because they look at me and they go, yeah, you got to go to Men's Warehouse. That's not
No, but I always go, and we're, listen, these people go, hey, where do you get this?
Before, no, they see you and they go,
I know.
I'm going to get a nice commission.
But with those sales that they have like today, right. You're right though. I'll walk out spending too much money.
Yeah. Well, you know what you should do?
Yes.
You should buy a suit there and keep it here. In case you need to do a good, 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 good. You've got wardrobe here so that you don't have to worry about somebody running back.
Get one of those sale suits. Can you go if there's a sale going on? This is a rhetorical question. We'll get to.
I don't work for the store, but if there's sales going on today,
Frank, help me out here. There's sales going on, right?
Frank doesn't work.
Can you go in and say, "Oh, look, I can't get the suit now, but here's my credit card. Put a down payment on a suit and hold that sale that you get today for when I come back at a later date."
I don't know.
That I don't think so.
Hmm. You don't think so?
I don't think so, no.
That's a good idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what can I have the call same layaway, deal? But most stores don't do layaway.
No. It's like, let me come back at a later date, and when you honor the sale.
No, probably not. Some stores might. I think they would.
Because I got to fly out of here, man. I got to go get my little Charlie. I got to rehearsal with the Michael. I'm rehearsing with my son, putting him on stage. So listen to this. And believe me, we'll get to the news, and it's 10 after 7 o'clock. But I am playing April 8th. We're doing a big Italian fest down in Tampa, right? And these are fun. You have thousands of people. It's wild. It's like Woodstock. Stock for Italians, you know? So we're up there. You know what I mean?
They bring in the cheese. Nobody lights a candle.
Nobody naked in the mud. Don't get me wrong. No. You know,
they're making fresh pasta. We got the mozzarella. We're making the mozzarella.
I'm telling you, it's the best. It's the best. With Jerry Soma, with my friend Jerry down there, I'm taking Michael with me. I talked to Paul Vesco, who will be conducting for me. And I said, Paulie, I said, my son's playing. And he goes, we're going to get him a separate amp. He's got a wah-wah pedal. I'm giving Michael his whole first debut with me. So when I'm in the home, because he's young and I'm still old, I'm in the home, I'm going to be watching Mikey, and he's going to be like a rock and roll star. I think.
Well, he's a real talent. I heard the Jimi Hendrix song he was playing.
Unbelievable,
yesterday.
Right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So he's going to be up there. We're going to do a Sorrento trade-off, Frank. Is that funny, though? I'll start singing like Italian, and then Michael start doing Jimi Hendrix. And I'll go, wait, no, come on. We got to be more traditional. But then I'm going to take him to Lorenzo's with me as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm going to put Mikey on stage and let him do it. He's that good. So you got to put your kids up there. My daughter sings. But listen, maybe I'll do a little Eddie and the Seventh Voice. Only you would get that reference.
Yeah, or Bing Crosby's sons.
Bob Bing Crosby. Yeah, that's right. I guess he used them. He had them.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah. So anyway, we got a lot to do, and we'll give you the dates because we want to see if you're listening down in Florida. It's April 8th. Yeah, it's a Sunday afternoon, big outdoor venue down there, and Lorenzo's. And we'll keep you abreast of everything else. It's 7-Eleven, Frankie. There's your number, baby. Shelley Goldberg's going to come up. Let's breaking down the news. David Shulkin's out. We knew that.
Out.
Is it because of? The tickets, or is it just because he's from the Obama administration, do you think, Five Boroughs?
Well, no, I think it has to do with this, the fact that he accepted this invitation to attend this summit in London. And then, you know, the purpose of this summit was supposedly to bring together senior officials from America and a bunch of allied countries to discuss topics related to benefits. And then after accepting the invitation, Shulkin asked his staff to arrange a visit to Copenhagen, which seems to be largely personal rather than professional. After the trip concluded, the Office of the Inspector General received an anonymous complaint saying that the trip was a misuse of VA funds because the trip included a significant amount of personal time, including the attendance at the Wimbledon tennis tournament. So Trump apparently was not at all happy with the report from the Office of the Inspector General, not at all happy with the press coverage that Shulkin got around this trip. And ultimately, I guess that's it.
I mean, did he ever answer to it? Nice guy. Know him from Morristown. And when I was with my buddy Rabbi Herson and we at the Rabbinical College of America, there David was there, kind enough to show up. It was very nice. He supported the community. However, did he ever answer back? You never hear people answer back like that. You always hear the accusations. And did he ever answer back? You know,
well, he told Shulkin told Office of the Inspector General investigators that he found this whole trip was substantively valuable to the Department of Veterans Affairs mission. He pointed out a couple of work related things that that he did while he was there, but the Office of the Inspector General disagreed.
Excuse me.
You're all right, just
dying. You know, I've had the cold.
Well,
I've had the I told you I got chest cold. Thank God it went out of my chest.
Right.
Went to I guess up here to my nose, and then it going down my throat. So I work it out.
But now the replacement to be
I like this
Secretary
guy.
Of Veterans Affairs.
This guy looks like
the... Dr. Ronny Jackson, the White House physician. Ronny Jackson made news back in January when he gave President Trump a clean bill of health, said he was in exceptional health. But this is basically the president's personal physician. So,
as he was for Barack Obama, right?
Right. But a lot of people are saying he's going to have a tough time getting confirmed because this is a pretty important agency that has had a lot of problems, and the president's essentially appointing his personal physician. One Republican lobbyist told Axios that this is going to be Harriet Myers all over again, a reference to George W. Bush's ill-fated nominee for the Supreme Court. So we'll see where it goes.
All right, Five Boroughs. Thanks. Piscopo in the morning at 7:15. Frankie, help me out here because we got to translate the news. And again, as I got back to the hotel and from Fox, and then I'm watching and I want to see what the other news networks are doing. I'm trying to just catch objective news, and I end up at MSNBC. Hayes, is that the kid's name? Hayes, is that what's his name?
Chris Hayes.
Hayes, the kid with the glasses,
That kid is so.
But very, good broadcaster, very nice, attractive anchor. You know, does a great job, but they're obsessed with the collusion. They won't. There's things that I'm watching. It's like I'm watching like an alternative universe. I mean, and I don't mean to say this like pro Trump, anti Trump, anything. It's just like, what is the story here? On the other hand, that's the premise that I want to start with, because here, Frank, the Inspector General of the Justice Department announced he will review FISA abuse allegations against the Justice Department and the FBI. Now, I did not hear that on MSNBC. I heard it on Fox. Now, I'm trying to translate here to say what's real and what's not. Is this a Fox-generated story? Also this, the text messages between FBI lovebirds, I'm reading here, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, suggest possible coordination between the Obama White House CIA, FBI, Justice Department, and former Senate Democratic leaders like Harry Reid in the early stages of the Trump-Russia collusion probe. That seems like a story. From me and you and I going over all this news, that seems to make sense, as does this FISA abuse. Now, but on the other hand, I'm trying to be objective here. MSNBC won't even touch these stories. Fox will report these stories. What is the truth, Frank Morano?
Well, I mean, a lot of other networks aside from Fox are supporting this. The story that the Inspector General investigating these FISA abuse allegations. We spent a lot of time on this on the Cats at Night program last night. This is very serious, Joe. You know, when Nixon was president, there was a lot of concern about his abuse of federal law enforcement agencies to go after political enemies.
Yeah, yeah.
When Bush was president, George W. Bush, there was concern about warrantless wiretapping. These allegations here that they are investigating are a combination of the two. This is warrantless wiretapping or lying to get a warrant, as in the case of Carter Page, to go after your political enemies. So,
is this something new in Washington? It happens all the time. It's been
the
way
from
day one.
I think we need a higher standard. I think
you're absolutely right.
These intelligence agencies have gotten away with this for far too long. And if they did what's being alleged here, that they either lied or used only the Steele dossier to get this surveillance request of Carter Page approved, then we need to know about it.
Boom.
The public needs to know about it. So we'll see. And if there's nothing there, then I think a nonpartisan, apolitical investigation will hopefully vindicate these intelligence agencies here. So we'll see where it goes.
Very thank you, Frank. Well said. And this is J. Edgar Hoover going after Martin Luther King. Like, did we need to know? And he used the FBI to go after Martin Luther King because he thought, I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you why to this day he would go, except it was racist that he went after Martin Luther King, this great Gandhi-like figure in American history. It's been like that from day one. I have to tell you the caveat for me, because I'm an old dinosaur that loves the Federal Bureau of Investigation, proud to always speak out with the rank and file. Law enforcement, you have to support law enforcement. Immense respect for, like, the CIA even. I mean, you go, wow, what they have to go through. We don't know half the things. On the other hand, they've been out of control for decades, if not from their inception,
right.
And it is time to take it
back.
Well,
that is absolutely right, Joe. So, I mean, you go up and down the list. We saw in the case of Whitey Bulger, where you had an FBI agent who's now in federal prison, or actually, I believe it's state prison, we had an FBI agent helping Whitey Bulger evade arrest and maybe even give him information that helped him carry out murders. In the case of Greg Scarpa, we had another FBI agent, Lindley DeVecchio, give Scarpa information that he used to carry out murders. We saw the FBI absolutely nowhere on the anthrax attacks that terrorized this country in the early 2000s and publicly blame and publicly shame the wrong guy. You talked about J. Edgar Hoover's relentless pursuit of Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that was weird.
Outing him with his extramarital affairs, trying to send him fake notes to encourage him to kill himself. The surveillance that Hoover was into with all his political enemies was just unconscionable. How they dropped the ball repeatedly in the run-up to September 11th. I think the question is how does the FBI keep screwing up? Now we know that the father of the Orlando nightclub shooter, we knew that he was already telling the FBI, hey, my son's a terrorist. Now we know that actually his father was a confidential informant on a regular basis for the FBI. So if we can't stop guys like the Orlando nightclub shooter when his father's saying, psst, my son's a terrorist. If we can't stop the Tsarnaev brothers when the Russians are telling us, hey, by the way, those guys are terrorists. What are they doing? They're spending a lot of money. They're invading a lot of people's civil liberties. I think the FBI needs a colonic from top to bottom, which is why I had hoped that President Trump would install a law enforcement professional with experience outside of the FBI rather than a Bush administration retread in the person of Christopher Wray, which is what they did.
Frankie Five Boroughs right there, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. You can't make it up. 877-970-2999. Susie Cerrone, 721 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Susie, traffic-wise on this Thursday, I guess a lot of people are leaving town already early, you figure, huh?
Yeah, Joe, it's really not as bad as I thought it would be out there, but we do have a couple of big problems out there. We'll start in New Jersey in Kearney, a crash with a jackknife tractor trailer. This is on the Turnpike Eastern Spur South at 15W for 280. Center and right lanes out, but they're telling us that all lanes are subject to closure on the Turnpike Eastern Spur southbound, so stick with the Western Spur. And in Linden, from an earlier accident, 27 is shut down north and southbound Clark Street to Roselle Street. New York State Thruway southbound on and off delays from exit 13 right across the new Tappan Zee. Alternate side suspended meters in effect. Looks like the accident just about gone on the Cross Island northbound near Utopia Parkway. Locally, still an accident in Brooklyn. 3rd Avenue northbound at 54th Street. Crash on the Deegan southbound at Fordham Road. You're backed up from the Westchester line and the George Washington Bridge. About 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 30. The Holland is 30 from either approach. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Sprint. Right now at Sprint, lease the new Samsung Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus and get Galaxy forever. Only from Sprint. Upgrade to the newest Galaxy every year. It's like pre-ordering for the future. No other national carrier gives you what Galaxy forever does. Only from Sprint. Upgrade after 12 lease payments.
Larry Elder, ask liberals a tough question.
You really do care about these kinds of allegations? Really? Then why haven't they altered your perception of JFK?
Why haven't they altered your perception of Bill Clinton?
Why haven't they altered your perception of FDR? Instead, these three men are Democratic icons. And whatever we've learned about their behavior after hasn't affected the respect with which Democrats hold these three people.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, it's been a tough week for tech stocks. Facebook giving up the top loser spot to Amazon, which lost $53 billion in market value yesterday after a report that President Trump is, quote, obsessed with regulating the company. Tesla's shares also falling as questions about a fatal Model X crash in California intensified the pressure on the company. Tesla is working with authorities to get back data logs from the vehicle that crashed on Friday, killing the driver. And Japanese pharmaceuticals company Takeda is considering a bid for Shire, the company that makes Adderall. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen. It's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
It's the dirty little secret of military service for women. 30% of female veterans recently interviewed said they were raped while serving our country, leading to the breakup of their family and inability to hold a job. This week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and Amy Solomon expose the issue and talk with the leaders of U.S. Vets, an organization helping vets recover. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Didn't file your taxes? What, filed them late again? Owe more than 10 grand? Don't call the IRS alone. Larry Elder here. Call Rush Tax Resolution. I've been to their offices. I've met their lawyers. These guys know what they're doing. And more importantly, they have integrity. One client, for example, owed the IRS over $90K. Rush settled with the IRS for only $100. Another client owed the IRS $1 million. Rush settled for less than $5,900. Most other firms charge up to $1,500 just to do the initial investigation, and they take weeks. Rush does this for free, and within hours, I watch them work. Call now, mention Larry Elder, and get a free report. The 7 Secrets the IRS Doesn't Want You to Know. First 10 callers receive free IRS transcript investigation and analysis. That's a $1,500 value for free. Call 855-IRS-CALL, 855-477-2255, or go to rushtaxresolution.com, 855-IRS-CALL.
The 4 for 4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus 4 nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for 4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm Junior Bacon Cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for 4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, good morning. 726 on AM 970, The Answer. When you or a family member is in an accident, the name that comes to mind is Bramnick. Lawyers John and Brent Bramnick at the Bramnick Law Firm can be reached 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free. Accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. John Bramnick began his law practice in 1984, now has 17 lawyers, and a staff of 30 ready to assist you. Not every accident results in a lawsuit, but if a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and to take it to trial. Not all cases require a trial, but Bramnick lawyers have the trial experience necessary to fight for your fair compensation. Now, if you're wondering how you're going to pay your medical bills, right, or how you're going to be compensated for lost earnings, they have all the answers. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, you got to call Bramnick, 877-423-4878, 877-423-4878, or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Here we go, baby. Let it rip, Albert. Oh, yeah. Get this morning started. It is Thursday. Piscopo in the morning. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Great to have you with us. Shelley Goldberg standing by. Going to tell you where to go. 51 degrees. Oh, it's a heat wave. Radio Piscopo live from New York City.
Did Joss on the city bed, scooter searching for his groove. Seem like the whole world walking pretty and you can't find more room to move. Well, everybody better move over, that's all. Cause I'm running on the bad side and I got my back to the wall.
Joe Piscopo with Al Gattulo, Susie Cerone in for Debbie Duhaime. Frankie Five Boroughs Morano is back, and our condolences to your friends and You're a fine friend, Frankie, going to those funerals yesterday. So may they rest in peace, and we wish you condolences. And you got a personal greeting from David Schwartz. That was great on the air.
He's terrific.
Hey, he was great on the air, by the way.
Great guy, old friend.
And I went to Neil Cavuto last night. We were talking about Roseanne's show. And Roseanne had 18 million viewers.
But just to put that in perspective, now 18.1 million people is a huge number in
these
prime
days,
time.
These days,
now.
Like, you don't hear it at all.
But so, just so people understand how huge that is larger, significantly larger.
Than our audience?
Well, it's 18 million is larger than almost every audience, except for Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes, who drew 21 million. But that's larger, I think, by 10 to 20%. Than the ratings for Roseanne's finale when she left 21 years ago.
Wow.
So,
That
never happens in this day and age. Other shows have tried it.
So, you're right. And Neil was great. I said it's great. It's just great because she's like pro-Trump in the show. And it's great because, you know, like Mitch Landrieu was great on the air yesterday.
Yeah.
And he took a shot at Donald Trump. And I said, no, you know, Donald Trump didn't say all Mexicans are bad. He just said some. And we went back and forth and we promoted the book. And it was a nice interview with the mayor of New Orleans, who's very liberal and very Democratic. Fine. We could just talk. We could all get together. Now, Roseanne goes on a national show. She goes, it's pro-Trump. She's pro-Trump. Her character's pro-Trump. And they go back and forth. It's smart. I think she could take the tenor and the tide and just turn it a little bit. When she went up against with Jimmy Kimmel, and then the question was, and Neil asked this, and it was an astute question, and I don't know that I'm that skeptical, but that's Neil's job. Do you think it was a concerted effort on Roseanne's part to go pro-Trump? And did they get together and say, listen, we'll do this, and then I'll go on, my public persona will be out there, and I'll say I'm for the president because I'll get all the, you know, Trump supporters on the show. I mean, I wonder if it was all orchestrated.
I think it's certainly possible. You know, Roseanne is very passionate about politics. You know, she ran for president herself.
Yeah, she seems more real than to fake anything. Yeah. Right.
But, you know, when she ran in 2012, she was seeking the Green Party nomination, and her running mate was Cindy Sheehan, the anti-war activist who's very left-wing. She's not a conservative by any means, but I think it goes to show you that Trump support goes far beyond conservatives. I don't consider myself a conservative. I was proud to support the president.
Yeah, 7:31 Episcopo in the morning, but we wish her all the best. I think it's okay. You know, it's okay. Even when they say on Saturday Night Live, Alec Baldwin's too mean, but it's, you know, it's comedy. Comedy's tough, man. And you got to everybody's just got to relax. Everybody, like I said, at the end, you know, at the end of the show yesterday, I said, I have a pin I find, you know, that I keep in my bag and I keep around. It's got the World Trade Towers with an American flag, on it. And it says, United We Stand. If we could just garner that feeling back then, post 9/11, how we were all together. That's who we are as a people.
Also, I think what Roseanne, the show, and the person have tapped into is the fact that there were 44 million or so people that voted for Donald Trump, right? And yet there are very few primetime viewing options in terms of entertainment for them.
Like
right?
Not one?
Yeah. So now the what they found out in entertainment, what Fox News found out and talk radio found out in the news information business a few years ago, which is that, look, these are people with money who want to be entertained just as much as liberals do. So it does nobody any good to keep making shows that only appeal to this left-wing establishment bubble in Manhattan and Malibu.
Yeah.
There is a middle America that wants to watch something.
But Tim Allen was pro-Trump, and they took his show off the air. And that seemed to be...
He had a recent show?
Tim Allen's show was pretty recent, yeah.
Yeah, on Netflix,
wasn't it? Last year, 2 years ago?
They pulled it.
They pulled it, but he said it was for political...
He claimed it was for political reasons.
You know, I don't doubt that, but that's what I'm telling you. This is a Roseanne thing. This is monumental, because your point is well taken. The second the networks see people, they're watching because of Donald Trump, boom. Anderson Cooper, by the way, what a good guy. A good guy. I love Anderson Cooper. 21 million with an adult film star? Why Donald Trump? It's like David Schwartz with the other lawyer on CNN. That was off the charts ratings.
Yeah.
It Donald Trump. It's all Trump. If Trump means ratings, then maybe
that's true.
Rather than all the pot shots and the meanness, maybe we could, you know, just everybody could just chill out and say do a positive Trump take. I mean, is that
well? I mean, Fox nowadays is wall to wall positive Trump takes.
No,
you know?
No, but good point. Not, you know, not midday. And not, you know, and Chris Wallace, who is a great journalist, you know, Chris Wallace, great journalist. It always seems kind of, am I being sensitive there?
I see pretty positive Trump coverage on Fox News these days. Now, when he started, they were very anti-Trump. You'd have George Will on for one bit of anti-Trump commentary, followed by Charles Krauthammer for another bit of anti-Trump commentary, for some Brit Hume, for some more Trump criticism. Yeah. You know, now, the only pro-Trump voice on Fox News at the time was Hannity, and then on Fox Business, you had Dobbs, who was very pro-Trump, and then Caputo, who was pseudo-pro-Trump. Now, reworked their entire lineup to be completely pro-Trump. Is Megyn Kelly, replaced with Tucker Carlson. You know, gone are all the anti-Trump voices, and they're, you know, because, look, the Trump people want to feel like there's some network that's giving voice to their concerns.
Yeah, and I think they deserve it. And I love the way Neil's always objective. He says objective. Brit Hume, when I met him at the convention, when we were at the convention, you know, and he looked at me like, oh, you're a Trump guy. I see it in
No,
his
I
eyes.
Know. You know? Right, oh, exactly. Oh.
Brett, relax. Everybody relax. Come on. 7:35. Oh, gosh. Let me get Mel in Brooklyn real quick before we go to Al. Mel, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. This morning I was listening to Judge Napolitano, and he was saying that some of the people that are involved in the Pfizer abuse will not be subpoenaed by Congress because they no longer work for the government. And that's something that has to be fixed.
Yeah.
That if you reach the exit door, now you can't be indicted. I mean, that's more protection than an average citizen gets.
Yes, boy.
There's probably other options where they have to go to federal court. Yep. But if you sign on to serve the public, you have to be obligated then to be under scrutiny, even if it's another year after you quit.
Oh, otherwise, clearly.
We're all at risk.
Clearly. Mel, you always great to hear from you, Mel, from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you so much. That's a very astute observation. 7:36 right now. You know, I see the calls, 877-970-2999. We want to go to Al Gattula. He's got the headline news. And then Shelley Goldberg is going to come in the studio live, and she's going to tell you where you can go for the weekend on this Easter weekend, all right? Passover on Friday already. Look at us. Al Gattula, headline news, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. The manhunt continues for a prisoner who escaped custody at JFK Airport. Handcuffs were taken off the man as he went through screening Tuesday night at Terminal 4, and that's when he was able to break free from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement agents. ICE agents reportedly waited more than an hour to notify Port Authority police at the airport of the escape. The man convicted for weapons offenses who was being deported was last seen on surveillance video at the airport grabbing a cab. Gubernatorial candidate Cynthia Nixon reacting after touring the Albany houses yesterday in Brooklyn after being invited to hear directly from NYCHA tenants. Nixon said she was shocked to see the conditions at the buildings, calling it a health crisis for its residents. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams reached out to Nixon this week on Twitter and encouraged her to see firsthand what he calls government neglect. There are 99 public housing projects in Brooklyn with more than 58,000 apartments. Adams says NYCHA tenants face chronic flaws at their homes, such as lead paint, mold, and leaky roofing. Nixon has criticized her political opponent, Governor Andrew Cuomo, for not doing enough to upgrade and repair New York City's public housing. In sports, it's opening day in Major League Baseball. Yankees play the Blue Jays in Toronto with Luis Severino starting for the Bombers opposite the Jays' Jay Happ. That takes place a little after 3. At Citi Field, the Mets entertain the Cardinals a little after 1 o'clock. Noah Syndergaard starts for the Amazons. Carlos Martinez for St. Louis. Knicks lost 118-101 to the Sixers in Philadelphia. Nets beat the Magic in Orlando 111-104. And the Rangers, they couldn't hold leads of 1-0 and 2-1. They lost 3-2 in overtime to the Capitals in D.C. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
No change. Cloudy and 48 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Big problem in New Jersey. An accident with a jackknife tractor trailer on the turnpike. Eastern spur southbound at 15W. All lanes are subject to closure, but right now the right and center lanes are blocked. New York State Thruway is southbound slow from north of exit 13 down to exit 11. Alternate side suspended meters in effect. Crash on the Deegan southbound at Fordham Road. You're backed up from just about the Westchester line. And down to one accident in Queens. That's on the Cross Island northbound near Utopia Parkway in the right lane. George Washington Bridge 30 for the upper 20. At the lower, the Lincoln is 30. The Holland 30 from either approach. Your forecast looks like the morning rains let up for now. So we'll call it cloudy with a high of 52 today. Tonight, partly cloudy and 48. Friday morning rain with a high of 59. Friday night, the overnight low 40. Easter weekend looks nice. Sunny each day with a high near 55. Monday, sunny and 47. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's go.
Five-time Grammy Award-winning Shania Twain. Live in concert, The Now Tour. Barclays Center, Saturday, July 14th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Man, I feel like a woman.
The brand new album Now is available everywhere. There's more at ShaniaTwain.com.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
See the film that everyone's talking about. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him. So I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join my friends and colleagues here at AM 970 The Answer, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, and me on the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaiian Cruise this coming August. This is going to be an amazing journey, a great time to discuss the future of our country, all while sailing in paradise amidst the legendary Hawaiian Islands. Unlike any other cruise you've ever experienced, this will be one of the best times you've ever had. We'll sail to some of the most beautiful islands in the world. We'll see all the sights by day. Then at night, join Larry, Hugh, and me for a lively an interactive discussion on what's going on in our country while exchanging ideas about ways to chart a fresh course for our beloved nation. It's the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaiian Cruise. Set sail for 7 days, August 11th through the 18th. For all the details, just visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com or call 855-655-1335, 855-655-1335. Book your trip today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Oh, what a night. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 743 on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, what a night.
Shelley Goldberg's with us. Oh, Bob Gaudio, man. Frankie Valli and the boys from Bloomfield Avenue. Shelley, where to go, Joe? Thank you for joining us live. Hey, let me tell you, first of all, if I may, Shelley Goldberg, thanks for David Burke. He is so much fun on this program.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he makes me laugh.
Because he's so talented.
He's so smart and so interesting.
You know, Tavern 62, I always bust his chop. Tavern 62, the Drift House.
You got it right.
Yeah, no, I like
Drift
that.
Drift Away, Drift House.
No, don't, Castaway. I want to call it Castaway. I want him at Pier 62. I want to say, and then the restaurant that I forget the name of in Washington.
The Trump Hotel?
Yes. BLT.
Exquisite.
BLT.
BLT Prime.
BLT Prime. But I love about David, he's a guy's guy. And he's a guy, yet he's like a real artist with the cuisine. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
What do you got?
He loves coming here. Oh. He loves coming here. All right. Well, we're playing Oh What a Night because Frankie Valli, and there are still tickets. Yes. At the New Jersey Performing Arts, April 5th and 6th.
When is that?
April 5th and 6th.
Whoa.
Oh, we should all go.
Yeah, no, it's
by the
true.
Way,
that's his neck of the woods, North New Jersey.
Do you know where he got the name Valli?
Wait, I do know this. Oh, what? No, go ahead.
Texas Gene Valli.
No.
A woman singer.
Is that right? He just
right.
said that's
yes.
it?
Yes.
At least he kept the Val at the end of his name.
That's right.
All right. And J-Pac, Frankie Valli and the boys, okay?
And Tony Bennett.
Where's Tony playing?
April 5th. He's going to be in New Brunswick at the State Theater.
State Theater's a great theater. Wait a minute. So he's 91.
Yeah.
God bless this guy.
Great voice.
See?
Looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Tons of energy.
Yeah. You can't follow him.
Right.
I mean, I've worked with Tony Bennett. You can't follow Tony Bennett. When you introduce the show's over, he is so good on stage. And then the State Theater. What's the date of that one?
April 5th.
Beautiful.
And Frankie is of the 5th and 6th.
Beautiful.
Okay. Now, before we go with the Weirdo Goes, Al, I have something to say to you.
Uh-oh.
This thing about being friends with a woman.
What do you think?
You know what I think?
What
Chris Rock says it best. I mean, have you ever seen his
No,
his
no,
his
no, not on
no
that
vulgarity
one.
Now.
Yeah.
He says when a man tells a woman he wants to be her friend, and then he goes into graphic detail of what he really wants.
Right.
So,
We've been friends for 35 years, so I couldn't have gone into graphic detail 35 years ago.
As a woman, is there not is there a danger zone? Is there a danger zone where you go to a candlelit Italian dinner, you wear your best shirt, your Tommy Bahama shirt, you think of a Frank Sinatra song, the gal that got away, is there, and I love this guy, like a brother.
If I was your wife, I'd kill
you.
It's like a scene out of Top Gun. Maverick trying to get with Charlie.
But Shelly, you and I have gone out for cocktails, but just the two of us.
So
on
we
occasion.
Heard.
Just
that,
so we and how does that fit into
and
the
rumors show? Abound in the station. Actually, yeah. I'm just saying.
Very interesting.
Yes. Maybe because I'm a little older than you. Maybe there has to be like a little
Frank
bit of an age.
Frank likes.
Oh,
I do.
That's why. Maybe Frank. That's why he
how
does it. Then
how old is this friend of yours?
Well, same age. We've been friends since
danger
school.
Danger zone.
See, Albert, we love you, man. I love you
I
like
know.
A brother, my man. I'm telling you, this is a danger zone.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
She's one of my best friends in
ask,
the whole world.
Ask your callers. Just have them weigh in. That's why
I would do. That got away.
And the problem is they're both married, so they're.
Oh,
I mean,
that,
why is that a problem?
Because
she was single. That would
nobody's happily married ever anywhere at any time.
See, that's not right.
No,
that's a false. Huh?
I think you're wrong about that. But here's the issue, and Shelley, tell me if I'm wrong here. But when you're married, you can only cheat on your husband with another married person because you both have.
Where is that in the Bible?
I'm telling you, because you both have the same thing
Frank,
to lose.
Wait a minute.
Whereas you would never treat on your partner with a single person because they have nothing to lose. So it's an unlevel playing
field. You
want
to talk about fake news and Snopes. I mean, really? Are you kidding me?
Joe, Shelley's right. Ask the callers to call in. They will back me up on this.
Well, if you're going to, and again.
Married people can only date married people. Single people can only date single people.
Did you get this from E. Frank?
No.
This sounds like it came from E. Frank.
Because the older guys always end up with the younger gal, and the younger gal goes, I don't want to get in trouble, and then she's the younger gal, or vice versa. There's always a guy.
Well, that's
the
you.
Girl.
We're not talking.
No, wait a minute now. Did I say that?
You said the older guy with the younger girl.
I know. But you know what, though? I was so dutifully and faithful, and I was so good,
right?
And I still got cheated on, you know. So that's
how
a whole,
can anybody cheat on you?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know when I know,
you're picking
I know
the wrong
the,
girls. You're picking the wrong women.
You think is that
what
it is?
Yeah, you need a little help with eHarmony.
Where should I go, Shelley? Where to go, Joe?
You know what? That's a good one. I'm going to start giving you some advice. You need it.
eHarmony.com.
You know what?
I'm going.
Al needs the number for eHarmony. You're going to need it soon.
Does eHarmony have platonic friends?
Al needs eDisharmony.
eHarmony.
I have enough, forget it. That's not.
All right. So here's some places that you can go. All right. If anybody wants to get their hair cut, there's.
Am I your platonic friend, Al? Is that your platonic?
Yeah, you are. Don't touch me.
The show. We're off the rails this morning, but it is.
All right.
My mind is on Easter. I have
If anyone needs a haircut before Easter this afternoon, you can go over to the Oculus, and they're giving, right in the World Trade Center, and they're giving free haircuts and shaves.
Get out of here.
Yes.
I wish I would have known this.
Yes, today.
Frank, Frank's got a brand new haircut.
I got my haircut on Monday. I would have waited. You couldn't have
spent
a fortune. You couldn't have told me.
Sorry.
All right, well, I didn't shave today.
So. Who's giving haircuts like that?
Well,
are they all Italian barbers? Who cares? It's free.
It's a company called Trade Station, and
it's Stevie Wonder giving
them. It's a promotion. Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Right. Free. So that's today. I think
Frank
it's
will come back. His head will be in the shape of an F. His hair.
Well, that's great. Free haircuts at Oculus right here.
And shaves.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And shaves.
What time? I want to go.
With a straight razor in New York.
See you later.
I didn't
see you at 9.
I didn't
ask for shaves. Sure, we'll go for shaves. Right.
This is great. Yeah, all right, for Easter egg hunts, we have a couple of really wonderful and wild ones. All right, this is a vertical egg hunt. So you're going over to Brooklyn Boulders, which is located in Long Island City. Mm-hmm. You're rock climbing. You're getting the eggs.
That is a fabulous idea.
For adults and kids?
Adults and kids.
Oh, and platonic friends.
Friends and your girlfriend and your friend and your wife, Al. I mean,
I'll tell you.
My wife's not climbing.
His whole harem.
Right. So that's rock climbing, vertical egg hunt. All right. Now, we also, I see in visions, I see all three of you doing this. Uh-oh. Have you ever done the bunny hop? Do you remember doing
gosh, yeah, when I was two.
Right. Well, they're going to be dancing the bunny hop, and you can hang out with bunny whiskers. And hay rides, and that's at the Queens County Farm Museum.
Bunny whiskers.
Bunny
it sounds
whiskers.
Like somebody that's going to sue Donald Trump next.
It does.
A mom name.
It does.
Bunny whiskers.
Bunny whiskers.
Right behind Stormy Daniels.
It'll be on Fox News. All right. I see it. I see it. You're right.
Sorry.
Right. Now, this is a good one, an Easter egg hunt on horseback. And that's in Flemington, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's Hunterdon County. It's beautiful there.
At the Acres Away, right?
What's it called?
It's an Easter egg hunt on horseback.
I know, I love this.
And it's for adults. The adults are going to be riding, reaching up, and grabbing the Easter eggs and booze.
Don't do this. Hernia. Hernia written all over it.
So it's it's liquor and eggs.
Right. And liquor and eggs.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute.
I had some beer last week. Why not?
What are you reaching up to when you're on a horse?
They're hidden in the trees. So you're on the horse.
This
you're riding
great.
On the horse,
this
and they've hidden them in the trees.
This
That's
is great.
For the adults.
Yeah.
For the kids who are going to be on ponies,
they get the booze.
The eggs. They don't get the booze. The eggs are in the woods, and they'll be led around on little ponies. The children will be.
This is
fantastic.
And
the adults will run and get the eggs as the kids spot them as they're riding the horse.
This is great. Flemington, New Jersey, beautiful town. Yeah,
And for adults tonight, cocktails and crafts. You can go over to Queen's Botanical Garden, and they're going to show you how to dye Easter eggs the natural way, the way David Burke would know all about.
Yeah,
which is with food, with berries, and with onions.
Oh, look at that! Look at that!
Which is how they did it a long time ago.
Yeah. This is great.
All right. And I also have for you, I thought of you, this is my last one for you.
Please.
Because I know you love staying in shape, Joe.
Trying.
Okay. So there is the ex-con body workout.
Ex-con?
Body workout.
If you've committed a felony, you could just go work.
Joe wants the ex-husband body workout.
The ex-husband workout. That sounds even better. Right, this was developed by an ex-con.
Really?
And in his 9x6 cell. And because he realized there was no need for equipment. What
this
was
is scaring
do?
Me, Shelly.
And all the instructors have all been incarcerated.
I have to show you my workout.
Oh, all the instructors have all been incarcerated. That's good.
Yes. This is getting rave reviews.
Come into my cell and let me give you a workout. A little scary.
Well, we'll hear the name of the classes. Tough Love Tuesday and Lockdown Wednesday.
How long are you in for? 3 to 5. What happened? I shanked somebody. All right. Good. Let me show you the shank workout.
It's called the Con Body Prison Style Boot Camp Workout. And rave reviews, a new book coming out in the downtown.
Do we apologize now or later for being like, we're like children. We're like little kids. Oh, Shelly, thank you, sweetheart.
You're
always
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Passover.
Wonderful Passover.
Oh, indeed. 751, Susie, get us out of here.
Two lines with that last one. Talk about a total body workout.
Traffic now, please.
All right, we've got a stall on the crossbars westbound at 3rd Avenue. It's got the center lane out, alternate side suspended, meters in effect, inbound George Washington Bridge. You can't complain too much. It's 30 for the upper, it's 20 at the lower. The Lincoln is about 35, the Holland 30 from either approach. This crash in Kearney on the Turnpike, Eastern Spur southbound at 15W. Everything is off onto the shoulder, but it's involving a jackknife tractor trailer, so folks are checking that out. New York State Thruway south and a little better slow from just south of 13 right across the new Tappan Zee. And delays on the LIE westbound from Jericho Turnpike right into Queens. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Where to Go, Joe, with Shelley Goldberg. Sponsored by Michael Jordan's The Steakhouse NYC, located at Grand Central Terminal. Visit MichaelJordansNYC.com. ION Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Spring is here, so now is the time to get those home projects done so you can spend summer being with your loved ones. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like fixing a leaky faucet or a big project like remodeling a kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in your area for your exact job. The pros are background checked. You can read verified customer reviews, compare prices, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. Now, no matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big project like a new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro right now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. So if you're looking for local talent, an expert to handle your job, big or small, I use them, my friends use them, you should use them too. Homeadvisor.com, that's homeadvisor.com.
Thank you, Larry. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 754 on AM 970, The Answer. Weather coming up. I want to tell you about MyPillow. I love telling you about MyPillow because it's made in America. Now, you see, when you watch TV, you see Mike Lindell all over television with those cute spots that he has, right? Well, the product is great. The product is made in America. He keeps it in Minnesota. Plus, you have a 10-year warranty for the MyPillow, a 90-day money-back guarantee. And if you can't sleep, you got to check out the MyPillow. We all have MyPillows. Everybody, Joe Lumber, everybody has a MyPillow, and you sleep so well on it. Mike has created this genius pillow that you must have. Now, if you want to call, you can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970, and Mike will give you, exclusively for listening to AM970, The Answer, 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack, which includes two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. That I have in my office, I have the go-anywhere pillow. Boom, if I'm going crazy all day, I want to lay on the couch for a second, catch a quick nap or something like that, I got my go-anywhere pillow. 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack from Mr. Mike Lindell. 800-651-0798. Now, if you're driving, please be careful. We want you just to remember this, if you would. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM 970.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
There's Joe Lumber. Yeah, right, Joe, you get a great night's sleep on the MyPillow, man.
I get a great night's sleep because I have a MyPillow.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's great. I'm glad you have anything else you need from the station. We got to get you over to Modell's next. I'm going to get you to Modell's for the bike stuff. How you doing weather-wise? And listen, it's almost warm today. I'm loving this, Joe. I walked to work. Yeah, there was no cold, the cold air. Give me springtime, Joe Lumber. Huh?
A little taste of it tomorrow and Saturday. How about that?
A little taste. I love it. I love it. How are we looking over the weekend, Joey?
You know, today I think we get a bit of rain or drizzle every now and then, 54. Then tomorrow we get up to 62. A rainy start to the day, some sun in the afternoon. Sunshine for Saturday. That's a nice day. It's 58. Could be a shower or Easter Sunday morning, but I think most of the time it's dry. A little cooler at 54. Then it's kind of chilly again next week, unfortunately.
All right. But Easter looks kind of okay.
Yeah, but it should be partly sunny by afternoon.
All right, we'll love it. Joe Lumberg, thank you. We always appreciate it. Joe Lumberg right there, our marathon meteorologist. Do I got time, Kathleen, real quick? Can we go to Kathleen real quick? Kathleen, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe, I just wanted to say that I agree with Al that you can have platonic friends that are married. I've got so many male friends. It's just because you're just friends.
Yeah. It may be generational. Kathleen, thank you, sweetheart. We appreciate that very much. And Al just raised his hands and his arms in victory. You might be right. Give us a call. Can you be a platonic friend? I ask this all the time.
Sure.
I don't think so. But listen, there's a very sad story, Al, 757, and we're going to news, but Al, give us what happened.
Rusty Staub, a beloved Mets player and played for a number of different
great
teams, including the Montreal Expos. He passed away this morning at about 12:30 in the morning at the Good Samaritan Medical Center in Palm Beach, Florida. due to multiple organ failure. He was admitted with pneumonia, dehydration, and infection. He was in the hospital for the last 8 weeks. Rusty would have turned 74 on Sunday. Obviously, the Mets will be doing something today at the home opener to pay tribute to him. This was a guy, he was beloved by everyone, and his charity work after his playing career, amazing what he did for 9/11 families. I mean, just terrible. Yeah. Le Grand Orange, they called him in Montreal. So, Rusty stopped dead at 73.
Rest in peace, Rusty, man. And on the opening day for the Mets, they'll do something today. But, you know, this was a great guy.
Oh,
remember, he had the restaurant, and he was the go-to guy, and he was always everywhere.
Yep.
Rusty Staub. 73. So young.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Rusty Staub. Piscopo in the morning. We'll be talking to Russ Salzberg about opening day. Councilman Joe Borelli is going to join us. Gary Goldberg's on the show. Give us a call. Yeah, platonic friends or not. You know, I'm sorry. I don't agree with that, but you may feel differently. 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo, live from the greatest city in the world.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A firefighter is being treated for minor injuries following a raging fire in the Morrisania section of the Bronx. Broke out just after 5 this morning in a three-story building on 3rd Avenue and Boston Road that was being used as a warehouse by an appliance store. Flames shot through every inch of the building, taking off the roof, causing exterior walls to start crumbling. No word yet on what caused the fire. Governor Cuomo says he's considering a pay raise for state lawmakers as part of a new budget. Lawmakers currently make around $80,000, a figure that hasn't gone up since 1999. The governor said higher salaries are important to get quality people into state government. Sunday is the deadline for a new budget. In sports, Knicks lost 118-101 to the Sixers. Nets beat the Magic 111-104. The Rangers lost in overtime to the Capitals 3-2. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.